Blog Talk Radio.
This is Prophetess Carmen. I thank you for listening into the show, the Blog Talk show, which is the testimony show. And call in with your testimony. The number to call in is 347-945-7871. Begin to call in and share the goodness of God in your life, the greatness of God, what God is doing in your life, what he's done, where he's brought you from, where he's bringing you to. You know, share a psalm, you know, just call in and give God all the honor, praise, and glory in this hour. To God alone be the glory. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice and begin to declare the goodness of God in this hour. God is a great and mighty God, and he's calling for the called. He's calling for the called to call in with your testimony. So begin to do that in this hour and watch how God is going to bless you in a great and mighty way. When you call in, remember, put your phone on speaker and make sure that your number is not blocked so that I may know that you're on the line and I can put you on the air, you know. And I thank you. We're going to read Proverbs. You can turn to Proverbs 8. And we're going to read the Word of God in this hour. Proverbs 8. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the path. To God be the glory. To God be the glory, even in this hour, in every hour. To God be the glory. And we're reading Proverbs 8. So, stick to that now. She standeth in the top of high places by the way in the places of the path. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom. And ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witchy inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandments. When he appointed the foundations of the earth. Hallelujah. Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, O blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. And we are reading Proverbs 8, and it's the praise of wisdom, Proverbs 8, you know. And we're going to ask God for wisdom in this hour. And everything that we do, we seek God for wisdom, the spirit of discernment, you know, to lead us and guide us in all, so that we may be in the center of his will. In everything we give thanks and we seek wisdom from God, wisdom from above. To God be the glory. Begin to hold on to the promise of God. Hold on to the promises of God. Hold on to the truth of knowing that you are the promise of God. And continue to move forward in the promises, you know, that God has called you to move forward in. Be blessed. Be blessed abundantly in all that you do. And lean not to your own understanding, but trust God. Trust God. And remember, Romans 8 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. In all these things we are more than conquerors. Know that you're more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. And know that and meditate on that. Meditate on that word of truth, that you're more than a conqueror and that you're victorious, that you have the victory in every single thing that you do. When you're in the center of God's will, you have the victory. You're more than a conqueror. And delight in that truth. Live in it. Love in it. Be it. Because that is the truth of who you are when you're in the center of God's will. You're more than a conqueror. And through him, it says, verse 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. Be persuaded. Be persuaded in this hour on the things of God. Press into the things of God. Press through. Press on. Be persuaded to do this. And it says in Romans 8, verse 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Continue in the word. I thank you for listening in. And call in and share your testimony. Call in on the next show and begin to share the testimony of the goodness of God in your life. God is calling you. God loves you. And I love you. Much love to you all. And remember, most of all, the greatest love is Jesus Christ. So continue to move in that truth. To God be the glory. God bless.
wait on me. Oh, yeah. Don't you know God has? God has given life to me. Oh, 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 yeah. He shines the light on me. Shines so bright, so that I could sing. The only light he had to give. God shined the light, he shined the light on me. He gave me joy, he gave me peace. Shine the light in my soul, yeah. Shine the light on me. Shine the light on me, shine the light in my soul, yeah. He shines the light on me, yeah. Shine so bright, so that I can see. The only light he had to give. God shine the light, he shined the light on me. He gave me joy, yeah. He gave me peace. He shined the light in my soul, yeah. Shine the light on me, oh Lord, yeah. Shine the light in my soul, yeah. Shine the light. Shine the light on me, oh Lord, yeah. Shine the light in my soul, oh yeah. Shine the light on me. Shine the light in my soul, oh yeah. Shine the light on me, yeah. Shine so bright, so bad. He shined the light on me. Don't you know God has?
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. To God be the glory. And God is shining the light on each and every one of you out there, each and every one of us. God is shining the light on us, and he's going to let the light shine in us and through us. So just be ready, open and willing to be used by God to glorify his name, because he's shining that light. Shining that light, just be ready. Let your vessels be ready to be used by God to glorify his name. We are called to glorify his name, and we glorify his name in many ways. And the way we can truly glorify his name is by lifting his name up and sharing our testimony, because we not only glorify God's name, but we edify one another. So we are called in this hour to begin to do that, begin to move in the love of God, begin to no longer be carnally minded, but be spiritually minded, and that'll bring you life, eternal life and peace, eternal life, and it'll bring you peace. Being spiritually minded will bring you peace. That's the one of the promises of Christ. Being in Christ, we inherit the peace that passeth all understanding. That's an inheritance we have when we believe in Christ Jesus and we are spiritually minded. When we let the mind of Christ rest, rule, and reside in us, we have peace in every situation. We have the victory. We're more than conquerors. We're victorious. You know, so let that light begin to emanate through you. Let it shine. Let it emanate. Let it be who you are, because you are the light. You are the salt and the light. So let it begin to shine, you know, and let your words be words of truth, wisdom, love, excellence, you know, to the highest calling in Christ. Begin to move in that, and you will begin to create a new world. You'll begin to create a new world, you know, and you'll be preparing the way for the coming of our Lord and Savior. You'll be preparing, you'll be part of the preparation, you know, preparing the way for Christ to come. You know, we're all part of it because of being part of the body. We are called to be fit vessels. Fit vessels, you know, and we're called to be ready to share the goodness of God through our testimonies to each and every one of us, to edify one another. You know, to lift, keep the head of Christ lifted up. Lift it up. You know, when the body is strong, the head is able to be lifted up and not hung down, but lifted up, you know, to walk tall, you know. So we want to be strengthened through the words, you know, and through the words of our testimony. And we edify our bodies through our testimony, you know. And each and every one of us is a part of the body of Christ. Those who are called, those who believe, we're part of the body of Christ. And as being a part of the body of Christ, we will break ourselves off and share of the goodness, the grace, greatness, the love of God in this hour. We will break off ourselves to each other so that we may partake of the goodness of God, partake of his love by sharing our testimony, partake of the truth of who God is in our lives, in each and every one of our lives. We're called to it. And that's every joint supplying, every part supplying, every cell we're called to share. No one is too great. No one is to think of themselves too greatly to share or too small to share. We're all great in Christ. We're all needed in Christ. Every one of us are called to do that in this hour. And as we continue to edify one another, as we continue to break ourselves off and share of the goodness of Christ, share of the body, you know, to partake in communion of the excellence of God, God is going to do great and mighty, wondrous things in your life, in every one of our lives. You know, stay focused on the truth of who he is. Remember, re-embrace the truth of who he is. Remember it. Remember it. Don't forget what God has brought you from and where God is taking you to. Hold on to the promise because you are that. And be that. Be that. Be and become it each and every day. You know, continuously seek him. You know, and God is going to bring you to places in him that you would not have even imagined. You know, begin to love and praise him all the more. You know, begin to love and praise him all the more. And even in Galatians, you turn to Galatians 5, and we're going to say that the fruits of the Spirit is what we must produce. And you'll know that you're moving in the will of God when you are producing the fruit of the Spirit, which is love. Love, remember, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. and that's Galatians 5, verse 22 to 26 I just read, you know, produce those fruits, and you will produce those fruits. You will begin to produce those fruits. You know, when you're in the center of God's will, you will produce those fruits. And to God will be the glory always and forever. God is going to get the glory. God is going to get the glory. Now, do you want to be a part? Are you a part? You know, yes, you are a part. You are called to partake of the glory of God by sharing your testimony in this hour. I thank you for listening in. And remember, you don't have to just call in here into the testimony show to share your testimony. But wherever you go, there's an opportunity to share God's love, greatness, goodness in your life. And you can send it in an email. You can call a friend. You can share it with a stranger, with a child, with an elder. You know, you can share it in any aspect through your creativity. You know, there's so many ways you can begin to share the testimony of Christ. Okay, and if you choose to share it on Blog Talk, you can call in on the next show or now. The number is 347-945-7871. And call in and share the goodness of God in your life. Call in and share it. In John chapter 3, verse 33. John chapter 3, I'm just going to read that. And it says here, He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all, and he that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And I wanted to share that with you, because in that even, he that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. Have you received his testimony? If you have, begin to share it. Begin to share it. And I just read that from John 3, verse 33. You much love to all, and remember the greatest love of all is Jesus Christ. God bless. God bless.
Your presence amazes me. Your glory surrounds me. When I walked in this room, I felt your hand upon me. To think how great you are. Still you would touch someone like me. It's your mercy and grace. You amaze me. Your presence amazes me. Your grace, you are made.